And a community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And time for our monthly visit with Elder Care and things going on. Brand new month, and well, I tell you, spring is on the way.
It is. I mean, if the weather is any indication of what's coming on, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be great. Yeah, but and I don't know, March, and then comes April, and then of course we got a barbecue on Mother's Day weekend.
And then we have the barbecue. I know. Every year it seems like that time from the first of the year to the barbecue just speeds on up.
it's a great event, and seems as though the size of the tent, there's always seems to be room for one more panel every time the crowd increases. It's just one of the most popular events, I think, around, at least in the spring anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That tent just does seem to get bigger every table. Add a table each year or more than one, and you think, oh, how many more can we fit? But we manage every year. It's wonderful.
It's a big ranch. We'll have 14 tents all over the place.
Yeah, just choose your tent. It's good. No, we are always so thrilled that the community loves the event. You know, our committee has already spent, 2 months really working on just the basics of getting started, kind of how do we get started. And so the committee works so hard, and so when we get out there, we are so thrilled that the community does enjoy it, and they keep coming back, and we've made the right choices and all of that. But this year will be especially exciting because it is our 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
I mean, can you believe 20 barbecues out there?
That's great. That's a lot of people that have raised so much money for Elder Care.
It has. And we are so blessed to have the family support and to be able to go out and to do it. And so this year, our committee has been working on a couple extra things to make this 20-year anniversary just a little bit more special, a little bit more exciting. And so we're really looking forward to it. So I encourage you, go ahead and mark your calendars for May 12th. Tickets usually go on sale at the first part of April, where you can buy those individual tickets. But you can already buy sponsored tables. So if you want a table of eight and you'd like to sponsor a table, or you want to be a prime or even presenting sponsor for the event, let us know. Those are already open. And so you can go ahead and reserve a sponsorship. Each level is a little different and kind of what comes with your table sponsorship. So if that's something you think, I do want to come out and spend your 20th anniversary with you, give us a call and we'll get you those sponsorship levels, or we'll drop a package over to you and you can look at them. But we'd love to make this one even bigger and better, being that it's 20 years. Let's add a couple more tables again.
Yeah, let's do that. So make your reservations now, or better yet, get those table sponsors in, presenting sponsor. Just to check it out, you can call over Elder Care and find out more about what that entails, and get one of your corporate signs or a couple of your corporate signs on tables.
Exactly. You get to put your name out there and party with eight of your closest coworkers or friends or family members or whoever, or maybe you're not close, but you will be by the end of the night, because you're going to meet someone new from your company. So, and it's a great time because you can come, you get to have a delicious dinner by Dink's. There's going to be fabulous music. And then the silent auction is actually in a different tent. And so that's kind of a fun little feature that you actually go to a different tent. You can look around at all the auction items we have. There's usually always something for you, I promise. We do a really great job at making a variety. There's a bar in that tent. You can grab a drink. There's always music. My favorite thing is check out the silent auction, then go over and check out the pool. You can't swim in it, but you can definitely lounge around it. And it's just a really neat kind of atmosphere to be around and mingle. And it's casual, so you don't have to dress up if you don't want to. Jeans, cowboy boots, a shirt. All are welcome.
Then go back and up your bid on the silent auction.
Absolutely, because it is a fundraiser. So we are definitely trying to raise money for Elder Care. This is the only real fundraiser we do each year. And so we try to put everything behind it to raise as much money so that we only have to do it once a year. Plus, we love a big party. Well, we'd rather have a really big party that's successful than, smaller parties.
It works for me. I think a big party is great,
So go ahead, mark your calendars. Again, if you want to sponsor a table, we're already doing that. If you want to donate an item to our silent auction or our live auction, we're always open to talking to different companies in town, and it's a great way to get your business's name out. And if neither one of those are quite yours, but you want to volunteer, you want to be on our committee, or you want to come help set up that morning and see how much work it takes to set that big tent up, or help us during the event, we're always open to new volunteers too. I know a lot of people are sometimes looking for things to do, and you can come right alongside me and come help out with the event.
It's a great deal, and it's a fun event. You're going to have a lot of great memories from having worked on the 20th anniversary picnic barbecue for elder care. We'll talk more about that next month, I'm sure. But, you know, if you'd like to get that table sponsorship or higher level event, give them a call. We were talking before we went on the air that some changes in physical therapy, you could pick up a whole new class of patients.
We do. You know, our physical therapy is always trying to improve, add in extra treatments and things like that. And so our director of physical therapy went, and he was trained by Dr. Morano. I'm going to butcher this. I'm going to go with just Morano to start with. But he is a very well-known doctor for TMJ.
Temporomandibular joint.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad you can say that, because I was trying to practice for the last couple of days. How do I say that word? But TMJ, it's a disorder of your jaw. It can be really painful. And so now we can help with those treatments at our physical therapy. So if you've been diagnosed with TMJ or you're having an issue, maybe you've been diagnosed for a long time and it's coming back, Josh here at our physical therapy can now help with that. And so that's unique, because not every physical therapy clinic has that certificate to be able to do that. Dentists sometimes do it, sometimes chiropractors, and some physical therapists. And so we'll be one of the couple in town that can help with that disorder if it's something that kind of plagues you and it's very uncomfortable. We know that.
And I know things have changed legally as far as for most treatments. They don't require a physician's referral. Does this one need some kind of a physician's referral? Or can you say, I've been treated for it before, I know what the symptoms are telling me, can you help me out?
Yeah, no, this is like any other physical therapy. You don't have to have a doctor's referral. Now, a lot of people may go to a doctor and it kind of starts that way.
It never hurts.
It never hurts. Maybe you went and you're talking about, you know, a pain or something, and they say, oh, well, this is what you have, and we can refer you to physical therapy. But if it's a reoccurring issue, you don't have to go back to a doctor and get that referral. Now Oklahoma allows you to come in. You can go ahead and start that evaluation process with a physical therapist directly, and then they can go back kind of retroactively and work with your doctor and say, hey, just so you know, this patient came in, we've looked over, this is what our evaluation came up with, this is our treatment plan. And so we specifically elder care really focus on making sure your doctor's always informed of every option. But you now don't have to do that first step. You can come right on in, set up an appointment to get that evaluation. And so that's wonderful. It really does eliminate now a couple weeks that people used to have to wait to get into their doctor and then get their referral over and then get the initial appointment with physical therapy. It's really streamlined that process.
And there are times, like any other job, that the physical therapists are, you know, booked solid. No, I'm sorry, I can't get you in here for, I don't care, 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is. And if you can get in sooner and start that process, then why not?
Exactly. And, you know, that's another thing about elder care's physical therapy, is that we really focus on one-on-one care. And so some people have maybe been done physical therapy before, and they go into a facility and they see a physical therapist, but that physical therapist may be seeing more than one patient at a time. And so they may show you how to get started and then move over and come back, and that can be a little frustrating or confusing if you've never been or you're not really sure what you're doing the first couple of times. So we really focus on that one-on-one care. So when you come in, that full appointment is going to be you, a physical therapist, or your physical therapist assistant the whole time. They're going to be dedicated to you, which we find is so helpful as you age, because when you're working on a balance issue or a strengthening issue, you really want to make sure you're doing those exercises well, and especially as you get older too, because you don't want to move wrong during physical therapy and get hurt. A little bit more, that can happen if you're not careful.
Yeah, I mean, when we're in pain anyway, it's kind of like the body is saying, don't do that. Well, sometimes that's a good idea, and sometimes the doctor will say, or the physical therapist will say, no, push it a little bit, and let's strengthen this particular muscle, or, you know, get things to loosen up a little bit. So
And that's, you know, that's a good point. You know, you talk about I'm in pain. You know, one thing we try and point out all the time is that as you age, yes, some pains are kind of normal, but most pain itself is not normal. And so if you have a pain, if your back aches, if your arm aches more than, you know, today it hurts, I took a Tylenol and it went away. If it's a consistent pain, that's not normal. And so physical therapy can help alleviate or decrease that constant pain. Some pains will maybe be there forever, but some can be very treatable. And so don't sit at home and suffer because you think it's just because I'm a little older and things creak and hurt. And, you know, that might be the case, but there's a good chance that's also not not the case. And so coming in and getting an evaluation is a really great way to say, is this normal aging or is this an issue that I can work on?
Yeah.
Because pain, not being stable, not being balanced, those are things that you can correct or you can live with, but it's going to decrease how happy you are in life. And we don't want that. We want you to be your happiest, healthiest self.
Exactly. We're talking with Jennifer this morning on AM 1400 K1, Elder Care, and how they can help you live a happier, healthier, longer life. We'll continue coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care on AM 1400 K1 and talking about some of the things going on. Some of the items that they offer are like physical therapy, something that will make you physically feel better. Others are, well, more social programs, emotionally, or having some fun doing something different with some different people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I said right before the break was, you know, our goal is that you live your happiest, healthiest life. Well, you know, sometimes being alone or being isolated or not really getting out of the house, that definitely doesn't fall into that category. It can lead to depression. And like we talked about, it can even lead to pain.
Yeah.
Depression can lead to pain. And so we always encourage people, let's find a way to get you out there. So some people take advantage of that Golden Opportunities program. So they come with me and we go on long day trips and we do educational classes there at Elder Care and we do social dinners and all of these things. And everyone drives themselves there and they drive themselves home and they feel like that is a great fit for them. That's wonderful. And then some people are going to say, I don't want to be gone all day long on a bus. I don't want to do a trip because I have a dog at home and I'd really rather not be gone all day.
Yeah.
Great. So in that case, let's put you over and bring you to Daybreak. And Daybreak can do a lot of the same things that Golden Opportunities does. They're going to have educational classes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time there's crossover. If I'm having a class at Golden Opportunities, Daybreak's coming over to join me. You may do arts and crafts. You may go and do a day trip, but it's probably around town or maybe it's just to Tulsa and back and it's on one of our elder care buses, which are a lot more comfortable than those 15-passenger vans we take with Golden Opportunities. And so you feel more comfortable. And it's in a smaller setting. Maybe it's 10 people instead of 50 people. But it's the same thing. The point is to get you out and to get you moving and to get you friends. And I was reading this article the other day that talks a lot about how friendship really does have a big part on your health. Whether that is they encourage you to get in better shape, whether that is they encourage you to make better eating choices, whether that is they say you've been in the house way too long and you need to get out.
Come with me, we're going now.
And then they're there in those times that are really difficult in life.
Yeah.
Maybe a diagnosis you didn't expect or a death of a loved one. Or even you fell and broke a hip and it is just awful and you were upset that your clumsiness did that, you know. But your friends are there to make those things better.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we age and we may have come here to Bartlesville and retired and you don't know as many people, or maybe a lot of your family has moved and you've decided to stay here in Bartlesville, or as we get older, sometimes our friends are the ones that pass away and we find ourselves in a situation of, I don't really want to make new friends because I'm older.
I always did this with them
with
and
them.
They're not here now.
Yeah.
You know.
But we are going to always encourage you to go out and find more friends, to find one or two people in your life that are those people who kind of speak reason to us and really encourage us. And so Daybreak can help connect you with people to build lasting friendships. Golden Opportunities can do the same thing. You could just come chat with our staff at Elder Care. We'll be your friends. I mean, really, we want you to get out and to do those things. And so that's our purpose. That's Daybreak's purpose, to really build those friendships. And that is something we've really seen a lot in our participants. We've also seen a lot more veterans coming in. You know, they sometimes find themselves more isolated because it's harder sometimes to find friends that have gone through the same thing. Maybe they're not a veteran, so they don't quite understand certain aspects of their life, the VA and all those things that can be frustrating. And
the more shared experiences that you got between two friends, usually the closer the friendship, so it works. It works well.
It does. And so we're having a lot more veterans coming into Daybreak. And so if you're older and you're a veteran and you're thinking, you're right, I'd love to find another Marine that I want to be a friend. Come, we'll find you one. We'll put you together. You guys can be friends and hang out in Daybreak.
Two people who speak Semper Fi together. Okay.
Exactly. And the great thing, and the reason we bring up veterans, is because a lot of people say, well, how can I pay for Daybreak? Yeah, there is a fee that's associated with Daybreak because there's going to be staff there and there's breakfast, lunch, and a snack when you come, and transportation. But your veterans' benefits, they can pay for those things. They can help you. And so why not take advantage of all of those benefits and come see Daybreak with us?
Now, do you, I don't think you do that, but I'll just ask the question anyway. You don't have a veteran service officer per se to help people navigate that system. That's available through other agencies. I know.
Yeah, we don't have one that's on staff that works. We do have a lot of great partnerships, and so we have direct contact with people that we can say, hey, this is a person you want to reach out to. So we can help get you connected if you're not sure where to start. But it's a wonderful way to use your benefits. And it's a wonderful way to come in and have something to do 2-3 times a week.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have to come 5 days a week. Just come out a couple days a week. We'll even come pick you up and bring you in.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
We try. We try to make it easy to make friends. We do. So, speaking of veterans, I wanted to mention something. We are very excited to offer out a community, I guess we'll call it a community class on April 4th. We're actually having Joe Todd come in and talk to us about the women of World War II. And so we just wanted to start letting everyone know that we're going to be offering this class. It's completely free. You don't have to pay for it. You just have to show up at 9 a.m. to come to the class. He's going to talk about the 200,000 women who served in the military and on the home front during World War II. And there are so many stories and things you may not even know.
Well, I mean, so many of the airplane factories and other things that were built by the women entering the workforce for the first time because those jobs were available, they were needed to be done, and the people who maybe normally would have done those things are now serving in, I don't care, France or wherever,
Exactly. So it's going to be a really wonderful talk. We're very excited that we were able to connect up with Joe Todd and that he was like, yes, I want to do this. I want to open something to the community. Joe Todd has traveled across all of Oklahoma, interviewing veterans, and that's how he gets his stories. He's also a member of the U.S. Army, and so he's got that personal experience. So if you're just looking for a way to get out and learn more, learn something fascinating, come April 4th at 9 a.m. and just come listen to this talk. Have a cup of coffee on us and learn something fascinating.
That's great. Yeah, Joe's always got some great stories, and he has interviewed hundreds and hundreds of veterans of different conflicts. And if you mention a particular conflict or even a particular site someplace, he probably says, well, I talked to, these 8 or 10 people,
Exactly. He's so knowledgeable, and he is a fabulous storyteller. So this is not something you want to miss. If you can slate it on your calendar to come on April 4th at 9, you're going to want to do that. So that's just one of the many things coming up. We also have a new Golden Opportunities brochure that will come out at the end of March.
Okay.
So I won't spoil it today, but next time I'm here, I'll talk about all of our new trips and everything. But come to our Golden Hour on the 22nd. It's a free social hour for anybody 6 years or older. You can pick up our new brochure then. And if you're sitting there thinking, I've never even been to elder care, well, great. Now's your chance to come to our open house on Monday.
Sure.
It's March 5th at 10 a.m. We'll have coffee. We'll have donuts. We'll have a tour. And it's a great time to learn about all of these programs, pick up some brochures we've talked about, visit Daybreak, see what we're talking about. And if anything, you'll at least know where we are. So if maybe in a month you need something, we're going to be right there.
Probably find a friend or two there that you didn't know. Hey, I didn't know you came over to Daybreak.
Exactly. So, yeah. And we're easy to find because we're right by Walmart, yep. And everyone's been to Walmart. So our address is 1223 Swan Drive. That's that green country swerves around into Swan Drive. We've got a big green roof. So you can visit us there on Swan or give us a call at 918-336-8500. We can answer any questions.
That's a community connection on 1400 K1.
I'm Sean Carey. A bill that would allow public school teachers with a concealed carry license to bring guns into their classroom.